Oh my goodness, you're awake. No, no. Don't try to move or get up. You're still very weak. Oh, I was so worried for you. Even after I've been using my fairy dust on the medicine I've been giving you, you didn't wake up. You've been asleep for several days with a bad fever. How are you feeling? Let me check your forehead. Oh, good, your fever broke. It's okay. You're just here in my treehouse, in the forest. It's perfectly safe, I promise. Hungry? Oh, I'm sure you must be. I've been giving you herbs and medicine in your sleep, but that's about all I could give. I just finished making dinner. I'll get you some of that and some clover tea as well. It should all be easy on your stomach. And then later, I can help you bathe. Oh, but I do. I've been bathing you every day since I brought you here. And until you can move on your own, that's what I'll continue to do. And you don't need to worry about me seeing anything, because I've already seen it all. Besides, there's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about with a naked body. It's all natural. And besides, you're very handsome, and shouldn't be afraid to show yourself off anyways. I think the tea and dinner is almost ready. I'll go get it. Hmm? Was something the matter? Oh, that's right. You've never seen a fairy before, have you? I shouldn't have flown around like that without telling you first. I was planning to tell you eventually. You don't think I'm a monster or anything, do you? Oh, good. Your words are too kind. I'm relieved you don't think any differently of me now that you know. And that you find me quite pretty. Well, here you are. I'll help you sit up in bed so you can eat and drink properly. Huh? My wings? You think they're beautiful? Well, thank you. I've never been complimented on my wings before. And I'm sure there's fairies out there with far more beautiful wings than me. But to compliment a fairy on their wings, it's both a very honoring and flattering thing to do. Touch them? Yes, I suppose that would be okay. Though I really don't think they're that interesting. And no need to worry about ripping them. They're quite durable and strong. You'd have to try really hard to damage them. That tickles a little. But whenever I'm not using them, I just fold them down against my back. Like this. And believe it or not, but when my wings are unfurled, I actually become weightless. If I had them unfurled and I was to jump, or there was a strong gust of wind, I would float. Flapping my wings simply propels me where I want to go. They're very flexible, too. I could lay down on my back with them unfurled for days, and they would still retain their shape. Well, wings are a status symbol when it comes to fairies. Shape, color, translucency. The better those traits are, the more popular and higher in status you are. My wings may be nicely translucent, but the rainbow color is too subtle and weak. Some fairies have wings so colorful that they glow and sparkle. Thank you. That really is the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. Oh, you're surprised at how big I am, even though I'm a fairy? Well, some fairies are only a few inches tall, but it depends what fairy kingdom you come from. I came from one where the fairies are almost human size, though I'm still quite short. About 4.5 feet, the last I checked. Oh, yeah, I've been sleeping on the floor next to you in bed since I brought you here, both because that's the only bed in my house, and also I wanted to be as close to you as possible, in case your health took a turn. I've been checking on you every couple hours or so throughout the night during those several days, too. Yeah, a little tired, but nothing to worry about, and seeing you get well again was more than worth it. But enough about me. Eat.